morning. Turn it up, we got something for the yawning. No limit, Larry, Larry, mad, you get the picture. Morning madhouse for breakfast, we in the kitchen.
Morning madhouse, morning madhouse.
What the f*** wrong with Burpee is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Shaw, man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa.
Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa.
Start that, start that, start that, start that. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Club for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what it is. It's a Friday! That's right, it's a Friday! Inside the madhouse, about to go down 35 degrees right about now. Not too cold like that, it's more than sight. I mean, I still wouldn't put them kids at the bus stop. I would at least let them wait in the car if they can. You know what I mean? Today's high is going to be 50 with a lot of sunshine. No real chance of rain in the forecast. Some light showers around the area, but not too much. It's going to be all right this weekend. Weather-wise, we're going to be in the mid-50s with sunshine until Sunday. Then we're going to be dealing with some rain on Sunday, all right? Hit the man out with me this morning. Y'all say what up. The Miss Jessica getting that dope.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
Happy Friday!
Happy Friday!
Also in the madhouse with us this morning, he back from the dead, the half-dead mother. Y'all say what up to comedian baby?
I say good morning.
Legs.
Good morning.
Gavin.
Good morning.
Rock Hill.
Good morning.
Everybody in Shot of America.
Good morning.
You back for the day?
I'm back, baby.
You good?
I'm back.
You got your life back together?
Yeah, I had to get some electrolytes.
That's what you needed?
Yeah.
Is that what you needed?
I just need a couple electrolytes.
Yeah, I be telling you, I drank that Pedialyte, boy. Put you back where you need to be. Get right back in the game.
I'm not expecting to drink the way I did.
You poured it in your mouth, D.
No, yeah.
You pulled it in your mouth, didn't you? You pulled it in your mouth.
People always want to mess with you on your day.
You got the right to say no. Stop. No. I don't want that.
No.
Hey, man, but glad you celebrated your birthday and tossed it up, man, and did a good thing.
Yeah, I had fun.
Yeah.
It takes longer to recoup now.
That's what's up. Hey, did y'all see this thing with Jim Jones on yesterday? So Jim Jones is on a podcast, and he was asked about how did he learn about sex. Jimmy replied that he learned from his mom when he was young.
Mm.
That she actually taught him how to tongue kiss. And the way that Jimmy described it, and that could just be me. It could just be me.
It ain't. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
It could just be me. But the way, and Jimmy is my big homie. Like, he's big dog. But the way that he described it in a manner that it referred to his mom performing the act on him. Like, she actually she taught him how to tongue kiss by tongue kissing him. I don't know. It just did something to the spirit. I don't know. Was it just me? Or did it do something to anybody else's spirit?
It did something to my spirit.
It did something to your spirit? Yeah. Jessica, I know you like Jim Jones a lot. Did it do something to your spirit? I don't know. Oh, yeah.
It was, but he came back. Not but.
Okay.
Not but. Let me take the but away.
Okay.
He came back afterwards and said that he was just playing. He did that. He was just joking around. It was a joke.
Oh.
And that his mother did not.
Oh, okay.
Like, he was joking with it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Jimmy.
Yeah, some stuff. I mean, some families.
First of all, you weren't playing.
Nah, because it came out too natural. It came out too natural.
You can tell in his body language, and like Larry said, the way that he actually said it. It wasn't. He just, and you can tell as he's saying it, he thinks in his mind,
it's okay.
Now, I probably shouldn't have said that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I probably shouldn't have said that. Mm. And then, you know, and now he's backtracking off of it. But nah, Jimmy. Nah, yeah.
So, I want to ask the question. How did, we'll talk about that later on in the madhouse. But how did y'all learn? Like, you know what I mean? But, cause I mean it. Okay.
Like everybody else did.
I mean, my mama didn't teach me that. I mean, okay, we'll get to
that. Well, I can't say
everybody. Well, yeah, cause obviously, I don't know what y'all doing in New York City. That's what y'all doing in NYC? Son, what up, B? Talk to me, son. Oh, is that what y'all doing, son? Cause I need to know, son. I need to know, B. I need to know. I'm taking the L train to Brooklyn, and I'm trying to find out what's going on in New York City. Oh, we going to get on this later on, Burpee. I'm not letting it go, because I need to know. I need answers. I need answers. Okay. Today's inspiration power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis. When the kids go to school, we're going to find out. R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Who is your mentor, role model, life coach? While many of those who we would consider and hold up as our role models and mentors may have fallen or failed to live up to the hype, there is someone who has and who always will be the perfect role model and mentor. As Jesus gathered his disciples around him, he said to them, "Love one another in the same way that I have loved you." He told them, "As I have served you, serve one another." Jesus is our ultimate example. He lived his life in a way that he wants you and I to live. So when your sports hero fails, when your political role model stumbles, when your business mentor is caught cheating, or when your life coach has a messed up life himself, remember you still have a perfect role model, mentor, and life coach that is Christ Jesus. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
No Living Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 35 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 50 with sunshine, slight chance of rain later on this afternoon. But this morning, you wake up temperature and the weather is going to be beautiful. So be careful out there as you drive through these school zones and watch out for them kids in the neighborhood headed to the bus stop. Y'all know what time it is. It's time for that Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about who.
All right, our Madhouse question of the day. We are asking you, what monument or place do you have to see before you go to the upper room?
the upper room. You know what I want to see? I want to see Mount Rushmore. I definitely want to go visit that. I've been slightly to Niagara Falls. I want to see Niagara Falls. I want to see the Taj Mahal, too. But I ain't really trying to go over there with them people. But I do want to see the Taj Mahal. And one more. I want to go see the pyramids live and in living color. Because they say like that. They said that experience is something like no other. So I definitely want to go see the pyramids.
Africa.
Just Africa, period?
Africa, period. That's where tough. I would like to go.
I used to want to go to Africa, but that plane ride...
It ain't even a plane ride for me, Burpee. You know what I mean? I'm just always scared a lion gonna jump out and just bite my neck off.
Okay. All right.
Because they got lions and tigers. Like, we got dogs and cats. They got lions and tigers running around in the street.
Okay.
They don't have
a street running in the street.
Not in all of Africa, but in parts of Africa.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm just saying in parts of Africa, they do got lions.
I
see
them
on TV.
I do want to see the pyramids. I do want to see those in Egypt. And I want to go to every national site that was a staple in the civil rights movement.
That's so.
Like, you know, in the Mississippis and the Alabamas.
Like Selma and stuff like that.
Right.
I've actually done a mini version of that.
I heard you tell us about that.
Amazing.
Really?
Not only did I do it, but I had an opportunity to take kids with me do it. We like marched across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. We went to the church where the bombing happened.
In Alabama?
In the park where the children's march happened.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we went to college campuses, like where SNCC was formed and things like that. It was amazing. There is a civil rights museum in Selma. And the first time that I went to it.
The place where they turned the hotel, part of the hotel? Is that
museum? No. You might be talking about Lorraine. The Lorraine Hotel where, right. Martin Luther King was killed is now a museum.
Right.
And I've been to that as well. We went to that one
on that trip.
But when you get off the bus, it begin to yell at you as if
slaves. Yeah, you told me, tell us about that.
And they take you like across the water
It's a lot.
Even as kids, I'm talking about middle schoolers that I had with me. When we got off because you're not expecting it. Mm-hmm. You are not expecting. You are like, wait. As a matter of fact, when I got off the bus and they started cussing and fussing, I looked at them and I said, you're not going to talk to my kids like that. Who are you talking to? And she turned around and started doing it to me. I was like, wait, what's going on? But when we got done, every single one of us was in tears. Even the kids.
Wow.
It changed. It literally changed a lot of those kids that were on that that trip. And it was so intimate. It was only like 12, 15 of us. We were able to have conversations about what we saw. The kids were blogging about it. But yeah, bro, to be able to go to all of those sites and see that, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
All right, how do we get in on this one today?
Go to our Instagram pages, at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at Just Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
So if you live in Wisconsin or California, you might want to check your Powerball ticket ASAP. One winning ticket was sold in each of the two states, meaning two lucky people will divvy up the Powerball $642 million jackpot. All right,
give
so the numbers
money
that were drawn on Wednesday night were 6, 14, 25, 33, and 46, with a Powerball number of 17. As of early Thursday evening, neither winner had come forward, lottery officials are telling us. And they also said that they have 180 days to claim their money. So, and you know what? As I drive by that, the big billboard on Independence.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always see the number.
Mm-hmm.
I always see the number. And I was like, I meant to play when I saw the number. I was like, ooh, because I saw it before Christmas break.
Yeah.
And then when I saw that it didn't go down, I was like, oh, I need to go play. And then the next day, the number, it was down. I was like, oh, I missed it. Somebody won.
Yeah, they got the one right there, Independence, and they got the one right here on, right on 277, right, like on the way to John C. Smith. Man, and that number be flipping and tripping. Woo! 600? Well, it's about to start back over now, so.
I think it's like 20 now or something like that.
Yeah, we're going to get about 200 million. I wait to get about 200-300 before I start buying tickets. I need all my chippers.
Mm.
I know people that play every single day though. Like they go buy at least one ticket a day.
I think people are addicted to the lottery.
Oh yeah.
Of course, it's gambling.
Yeah, it's gambling.
It's another form of like gambling. You know, that's why they have the gambling anonymous things and you know, but the guy does scratch offs.
I've never done any of those.
I've never done
a scratch off. I've never played a lotto.
You never played lotto?
Nothing.
I play it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I play it.
Oh yeah. Now if it's up there,
I won before.
If it's up there, I'm going to go play.
I won $10. Do that count?
Yeah.
I won $10. My friend Simi, though, he wins all this stuff. Like scratch-offs. He's so lucky. He get on my nerves.
The guy is sort of lucky with scratch-offs.
He get on my nerves.
I'm finna send Simi a cash out.
Simi win. Like, we go to casino, he win. He win scratch-offs. He win, you know, the shoe lotteries that they have on Instagram. Mm-hmm. He don't want all that type of stuff. Hey, you lucky son of a gun. Yeah.
Well, 300. They gonna get 300 million a piece.
Do with all that money? I'm literally not doing nothing for the rest of my life.
Oh no, I'm gonna do
something. I'm doing everything.
You know what I mean? Like, as far as work.
You know the first thing I'm gonna do? I'm gonna get a stack of hundreds and I'm gonna slap Burpee with it.
No, you ain't. You better make sure don't know no hundred fall.
Oh, you can have my.
I was about to ask. You need to ask if you can have them first.
I'm not slapping with it. You can have it. I got 300 million. What I care about?
How many hundreds? Take the rest is in your pocket.
How many hundreds do I have to smack you with?
You don't need a 10.
A million worth.
What, please,
Chabu?
You better take the 5,000 and show.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. You think I'm going to slap me for some money?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
You just said $100.
A million.
I mean, that's enough to get slapped. You can slap me if you give me a million and hundreds.
So you get half a million. You ain't getting slapped with them hundreds.
Yeah.
Half a million.
Yeah, exactly.
I need a million. You're going to slap me. I need a million.
Chabu, until they stand in front of you with half a million.
Right, Burpee gonna get slapped.
I'm gonna prep my face so hard.
He gonna get slapped with these 5,000.
I'm gonna be standing up here like, all right, hold on. Go.
You gonna be like Big Boy God, it's so disrespectful. So disrespectful.
Half a meal, I might take that smack.
Half a meal?
Burpee.
Untaxed? Okay, I feel you.
Burpee, you're going to get shot with $10,000.
Yeah, exactly.
No, $10,000 ain't enough. Okay. I got some debt I need to pay off.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Exactly. That's why you gonna
have
take
it. Have you ever seen 10,000 in the hundreds or tens or 20 stacked up?
20s, yeah.
It looked like a lot of money.
It looked like a lot.
You ain't gonna know.
You start paying stuff off.
Yeah, but also, what's the breakdown of the bills? I need to know. Are you smacking me with a million?
A stack of hundreds.
A stack of hundreds?
Yeah.
Because it can sort of feel like a brick. Let's go bigger denominations.
Right, that's what I'm saying. A whole bunch of 20s, you're going to get your ass knocked out. You're not going to remember that you got that.
Let's go bigger denominations. What's the biggest denomination we can get?
Just Hunter? That's
the biggest, that's the biggest denomination, Jessica.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Is it just one?
Is the rubber band going to be on it?
Yeah, because the rubber band does.
I got the rubber band.
No, you got to give me loose hunters. You got to loosen them up. Put them in a fan. Put them in your hand and put it in
like
the fan.
This.
Yeah. Nah, I got a rubber band, man. I'm still in the trap. I got a rubber band.
That's like an icicle.
For a rubber band, you got to throw another stack on it.
I'm just slapping with the end part.
No, you gonna slap me with the LaCorner.
With the edges?
Oh, hell no.
I wanna know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Tell that.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. 35 degrees, man. Today's high is going to be right near 50. Sunshine in the forecast throughout the day. Rain around the area, but not too much, man. A little pop-up shower here and about 20% chance of some rain here and there. But other than that, man, just sunshine, beautiful day, 50 degrees. Tomorrow, doing the same thing. And then Sunday, temperature's going to drop a little bit, and we're going to be dealing with some rain on Sunday. That's your weekend wrap-up as far as temperature. Let's find out what's popping for the weekend here in Charlotte, America. You know we're about to go outside.
Oh, my God, it's the weekend. Hands up for the weekend.
Wrap up is being brought to you by the Ladies Who List. Don't miss the all-new series that follows the lives of six powerful black real estate pros. They may be friends, but business is business. Ladies Who List Atlanta premieres January 7th, which was it's tonight. Premieres tonight at 9 on OWN. Register to win a $50 gift card to celebrate at power98fm.com. Jessica, what you got popping for the weekend?
Let's see. As far as music is concerned, Iridescent was dropped by Big Baby Gucci, so you all can check that one out. A lot of people have been talking about this one and waiting for it. He did a lot of promo for it. The Weeknd dropped his brand new album. It's called Don FM, so you can check that one out. And Gunna dropped Drip Season 4, DS4, so you all can check that one out.
All right, Bert, what you got pop for the weekend?
Y'all know I like going to the movies. That movie, The 355, it's an action movie with Lupita Nyong'o. It's about different CIA agents from across the world. They're coming together, female CIA agents from across the world. That drops today. Jessica Chastain, Diane Kruger, and Lupita Nyong'o. They all star in that movie, and it drops today. It's from the creators of the Jason Bourne movies.
Oh, that was so. I watch the Jason Bourne series?
What?
Oh, yeah.
I loved it.
I loved it, too. They're pretty dope. All right, I got some events popping for the weekend. Actually, both of them are tomorrow. I got three. So tomorrow we got the Mommy March, which is going down tomorrow morning. The Mommy March is tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. Marshall Park is for everybody who has lost somebody. This organization actually started this on last year to support moms. But this this year, they're actually including moms and dads. So if you're somebody out here in the community who lost somebody to violence, come out for the Mommy March, which is going down tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, Marshall Park. I will be out there for this, man. Salute to everybody out there doing something big in the community. It's being brought to you by M2K and Team True Blue. Also tomorrow, they got a school supply drive. Now, you need some school supplies? They got them for you. I'm talking about blankets, everything. They got hand sanitizers, pencils, markers, Clorox wipes, books, binders, colored pencils, backpacks, clothing items, all for free. It's going down tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Parkwood Institutional CM Church right there on Tom Hunter Road, 802 Tom Hunter Road. That's tomorrow from 1 to 4, actually being put on by some of your folk, Burpee, by some Aggies. Shout out to Lauren Brown. She's putting this on, as well as Ashley Fields. She's from Howard. Lauren is from A&T. And they're putting this together tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. So go out there if you need some school supplies and things like that. That is really, really dope. And I'll be hanging out tomorrow from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the one-year anniversary of Dope Duffel. You know, it's not just a brand. It's a lifestyle. Come through 5430 North Tryon Street. We're going to have giveaways. My man, Mama, Take is going to be in the building. It's going to be crazy. So come hang out with me tomorrow from 2 to 4 at Dope Duffel on North Tryon. That's what's popping for the weekend.
Wake up in the morning, feeling
Carolina's favorite way to wake up.
Wake up.
Wake me up early.
No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse.
Wake up in the morning.
You're waking up
on Power 98.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Damn.
Be sure to follow us on all social media at Power 98 FM.
Yeah, tell a friend to tell a friend.
You got it locked to the plug.
No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. 35 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 50 with sunshine. It's time to let y'all shine.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out to everybody out here bossing. You know we got to shine big flossing. Yeah. Hey, I want to send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real. I'm going to tell a whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning. I want to let my baby, Janaya, shine. It's her 10th birthday. Happy birthday, Janaya.
Happy birthday,
Janaya. Yeah. Power 98, you in the man house. Who you letting shine?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy fabulous Friday. I'm going to let my queen shine. My mama, Brenda. Happy birthday, mama. Like, bam.
Happy birthday, Brenda. Shout out to Big Booty, Brenda. Hey, man, I got to let the Coolwood girls basketball team shine. They picked up another victory last night. Shout out to the Coolwood girls basketball team. Did they thing. Yeah.
Round was out that ball.
He said Round was out that ball. Yeah, you know Round was out that ball.
She played for Coolwood?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What
how many
mean?
Points she had, man?
Huh?
How many points she had?
Points. Huh? What's that? Oh. You don't always got.
But she had a good game.
She had a great game. Yeah, she did.
Oh, okay, that's all that
matters. Yo, she did her thing.
Shout out to Ry Ry.
Yeah, all right. Coming up, Miss Jessica's got the Nose Never News dropping at 7:24. She got a chance for you to pick up them tickets for the Festival of Laughs going down February 18th. Gonna be going down to Ovens Auditorium. We back at 7:20.
Let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Big station. Big energy. Where the plugs plug.
It's Power 98. It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all know it.
Man, these folks got hitty s***. No cap.
All right. They have identified a suspect in the killing of Young Dolph, and there's more details about him. Gonna let you know what that is. Everybody is talking about Jim Jones. He has the internet going crazy. Gonna let you know what's going on with him. And someone from Love and Hip Hop is pregnant. Who is it?
Candy! Candy finna get another baby.
Candy, oh, that's not real. On Love and
You're
Hip
right. That's real. All Atlanta shows mess me up. What's my girl name? Her husband name, Frost. Rashida. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
The gay boy. The rapper. What's his name?
Miami. You talking about in Miami?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I know he's talking about.
Okay, well, find out who it is that's actually pregnant coming up in the Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie, to that. What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Friday, January 7th. All right, on Wednesday, police issued an arrest warrant for Justin Johnson in connection to the murder of young Dolph. And now we have more details about the alleged killer. Immediately after Dolph was murdered, police found the getaway car, and apparently the alleged killer shot a music video at the residence where that getaway car was found. That video was released on YouTube just a few days after young Dolph was murdered. For more details about that, go to our website, power98fm.com. All right, in a recent podcast interview, Jim Jones revealed that his mother taught him how to tongue kiss. Check this out.
Yeah, my mom showed me how to kiss when I was younger.
What did she tell you to do?
She told me how to tongue kiss when I was younger.
Like, what's the instructions?
It wasn't no instructions. She showed me with her mouth. Like, she
kissed you?
It's my mother.
No, I'm just asking. Okay.
I love it.
Now, you know, the internet started going crazy. The comments went wild. And then Jim Jones hopped back on his personal Instagram page and had this to say about his comments.
For the record, I love my mama more than anything in the world. And for the record, it was a joke. People take things way too far. Don't bother us anyway, but let's get it clear. That's weak what y'all trying to project. Yeah. Some simple, some from my childhood. We've talked about childhood things. I thought that was funny. I appreciate you, mommy, for helping me out. But no, cut the bull. You heard? Life is good. I do appreciate all the support. And thank you for letting me go viral once again. Love you, mommy.
Nah, Jimmy.
Nah.
Not buying that one.
And they're going to try to say, we trying to protect. You said it.
Jimmy.
Nah, you ain't putting this one on that, Jimmy.
We not buying that
nah,
one.
Nah, Jimmy.
You weren't lying. All right, Jay-Z's Roc Nation and Will Smith's Dreamers VC have teamed up with other investors to invest $165 million in Landis Technology. It's a startup company that is aimed to help low-income Americans build credit through renting and ultimately becoming homeowners. So shout out to them. Congratulations to Monique Slaughter, the Love and Hip Hop Hollywood cast member, is about to be a mother again. She shared the big news on her Instagram story, along with news that she's starring in a new show that premieres this March. For those of you all that are wondering who is the daddy, don't. She said that she's not discussing the father. Okay. Happy birthday to Lewis Hamilton, Vibes Cartel, Marcus Scribner, Aloe Black, and Blue Ivy Carter. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, and y'all already know what time it is. It is time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad? Are we mad?
Okay. Earlier this week, brand new mayor of New York City. city, black mayor too, doing his thing. You know what I mean? A lot of people was excited about this new mayor. Eric Adams is his name. Brand new mayor of New York City. Well, Eric was putting on a speech. And he was talking about, you know, New York going back to work and, you know, people getting back to work and keeping the business class working in New York. Well, Eric, I think you forgot I'm a man now. It's certain ways I got to say certain stuff. Like, you just can't, you just got to word it the right way, Eric. I felt what you were saying, but I didn't feel what you were saying. So Eric was talking about, you know, the skilled workers. And Eric said, we need to keep them working because I'm going to let y'all hear what he had to say. That's what Eric said.
If my businesses are sharing with their employees, you are part of the ecosystem of this city. My low-skilled workers, my cooks, my dishwashers, my messengers, my shoeshine people, those who work in Dunkin' Donuts, they don't have the academic skills to sit in a corner office. They need this. We are in this together.
Aries, you started out so good. It was so eloquent. It was so great. It was good. All the way to the end, till you said these workers don't have the academic capacity or the academic skills to sit in the corner office. So just because I work at a certain job, that mean I ain't got the academic skills to be in the corner office? Maybe, Eric, I want to have my own business. Maybe I want to be my own boss. That doesn't mean I don't have the academic skills to sit in the corner office. Everybody don't want to sit in the corner office. Some people like working on their own schedule. Some people don't like waking up and have to work for somebody else and have to answer to somebody else. A lot of the skilled workers actually run their own company and run their own business, Eric. It's okay. It was one of your first speeches as the mayor of New York City. So we might give you a slight pass. Y'all gonna give him a slight pass?
Nope.
Okay. You ain't gonna give him no pass, Bert?
Mm-mm.
Jessica?
Yeah.
You ain't gonna give him no pass? Yeah. But I'm just saying, all right? Eric, tighten up, boy. Tighten up. It's New York City now. Yeah, New York City. You better tighten up there. Hit the hashtag, man, and see what else I've been mad about. Come on, Eric. You got to do better, man. You're representing us. Don't do that. Don't do that. You're representing us. That boy back, boy. He got them shots for y'all.
They shooting. Oh, shots fired. Shots fired. Fire ass up like a Glock 9. Like a Glock 9. Hey, Burpee, feel a type of way? Yeah. We putting you on blast. You the dummy of the day.
You big dummy. They shooting.
Straight out the booth. Bring that ass here. We finna take off your roof. Let them know how you feel. Put a thing on your hip ball. Bow. The ignis is real. Your Burpee let a clip off. Shots fired.
Hey, Jessica, it's Friday. Y'all know this is also one of my favorite days of the week. It's time for Shots Fired. Okay, I'm getting straight into it. Y'all know who Jake Herbert is?
Yeah.
You do know who Jake Herbert is?
I do.
Jessica, do you know who Jake Herbert is?
Not by name.
Well, he's a guy who uploads nude photos on OnlyFans.
Nope, have no idea who he is.
And he has a lot of fans. He has a lot of fans, actually. But he doesn't upload nude photos by himself. Mm. He got his daddy naked in the pictures with him. His whole live father naked in the pictures with him on OnlyFans. Jessica,
what's
get off
name?
Your computer. Get off your computer. Get
what's
off.
His Larry, what's his
if
name?
Y'all Jake, don't sit your my daddy and me the X-rated version yeah. ass there, yeah. shots fired, Larry.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
That's the only reason I know him. I saw the headline. That's how I know.
That is disgusting. I would never do nothing like that with my father. That I walked is, in yeah. on my grandpa in the bathroom on accident one time and threw up for 3 days. Shots fired, Larry.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
I want my daddy to co-sign for a loan for me, let alone be naked in pictures for some money. Let's shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Daddy not bad, though. Daddy not
no,
bad,
no.
lady.
I seen my daddy's feet. I'd be damned if I look at anything else on my daddy. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Your daddy said, come here, boy. Let me show you what I got. Let me tell you what I
guess.
Got.
I guess this is how you keep money in the family right here. All the fans. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Your daddy ain't beat your ass growing up. He beat something else. Shots fired, man.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
You said they paying $50,000 for that, Burp?
They make how much?
$50,000 from them photos, though, right?
$50,000?
Yeah, $50,000.
Hold on.
Exactly. Now you sitting up here calling your daddy.
Don't they make $50,000 for that?
You about to get Fish on the line. But Fish and I have already had a conversation.
Jessica, don't you see? Now we finna shoot real shots.
I might go drive to the west side and find my daddy and for $50,000.
You know, I ain't never really liked my daddy like that, but I love you, Pop. Come here. Let me show you what this computer can do. $50,000?
$50,000?
Fish would never do that to me.
Larry, close this damn segment. Close it out. Close it out, Larry.
He might. My boo.
Larry, don't you join in.
You want to see the picture that he sent me last night?
And those from Breakfast Talk. Think about it!
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy. Man, these folks got hitty s***. No cap.
All right, so if you're familiar with Love in Huntsville on OWN, then it should come as no surprise that the success of the show has burn another city. The second city in the franchise will be none other than the DMV. If you're not familiar with that, that's DC, Maryland, Virginia. Now, rumor has it, the show will be led by former Real Housewife of Potomac, Monique Samuels. That's big now. Monique nor OWN have confirmed that she is on the show. Production is set to start sometime this month, so we will see. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
You watch that show?
What?
Huntsville. That look.
No, I do not, but I do know about the latest drama that's going on the show.
Yeah.
It's pretty big.
Yeah.
That's not when the show's at all.
I hear it in my house. I don't really watch it, but I hear it. I hear it on in my house.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, it is a popular show. A lot of people watch it.
For sure.
It's just one of those ones that I just haven't had a chance to sit down and watch.
All right.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Okay, it's another Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, man. It's a Friday fun day, a Friday. And, Jim Jones has gave us a lot of material for today. So if you haven't heard, Jim Jones is on a podcast and he was asked about, you know, learning how to do and, you know, who taught you how to sexual activity. Here's what Jim Jones said.
Yeah, my mom taught me how to kiss when I was younger.
What did she tell you to do?
She told me how to tongue kiss when I was younger.
Like, what's the instructions?
It wasn't no instructions. She showed me with her mouth. Like, she
kissed you?
It's my mother.
I love it.
So Jim Jones put it out there that his mom taught him how to do. She taught him how to kiss and talk to him about sex. So it brings up the question. How did you learn, Burp? How did you learn, Jess? Like, did your mama teach you? Did your daddy teach you? Did your cousins, your uncle and them? How did you learn? Madhouse Nation.
You don't want speaking. You got to go first.
Okay. I learned from, number one, from trial and error. And I also learned, like me and my brothers and my sisters talked about it. Like, we talked about it. And then, of course, from my friends, you know, just learn it from them and hear them talk. But mostly trial and error. But heck, my mom, I don't even think my mama talked to me about, I don't remember the conversation that we did. Except when I was like 14, I do remember her saying, do I need to buy you some condoms? Something like that. But other than that, nah. And health class, you know, cause health class back then they taught sexual education.
It was called sex education.
Yeah, they taught sex ed.
We
did it. I have class. We talked about everything. We was a little ratchet.
When they teach you about kissing during sex,
I didn't say they taught us about it. They talked about it because they talked about the transmission of fluids during kissing.
I don't remember nothing about kissing.
Because you know, there's a myth that you can't transfer diseases through kissing. So that's what it was talking about. It wasn't like, you're supposed to hold a person like this. You're supposed to look in their eye. You're supposed to put your tongue.
You can't transmit a disease through kissing, but they ain't saying you take your tongue and swirl it.
They didn't talk about that part. So how did you learn, sir?
Just like every other child my age back then, them porn tapes that you had here.
You had porn tapes here.
What?
The booty detective. Baby, what did you get porn tapes from today?
This is why when you say certain things in the madhouse, we don't believe you.
I had older cousins, older sisters.
Yeah.
What was the joint used to come on HBO?
Real Sex.
Not the other one. Hookers on the Point. Well, Hookers on the Point. Really? Stop playing me. What? Yeah. Taxi cab, confessions, all that, man. That's how I learned how to kiss.
Free.
I started early, brother.
So you had porn tapes that kind of taught
you. What?
Well, these kids, they got porn every day. Y'all, they get on the internet and they got porn. Yeah. Jessica?
Trial and error. And I, not the TV that Burby was watching, but you know. But you know, you see people kissing on television.
Yeah, soap operas.
Yeah, exactly. So you see it on television and you sort of want to mimic what you see them doing on television. Yeah. So trial and error and what I saw on regular daytime television.
Yeah.
Regular daytime television.
Burpee. Oh.
So
far, I'm having on the tip of my tongue where as soon as this mic get cut off.
Y'all wanna watch a porn? Well, y'all was. I didn't have porn.
We didn't have porn. Like, we had magazines. We had, like, Playboys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Stuff I mean, like not that. Watching it consistently, but like you said, you knew the type of tape it was.
I don't think
you knew you weren't supposed to watch it.
I got traumatized. We found some pictures and I got traumatized. So I never found
a parent's stash. I watched my first porn in college.
Mm-hmm. All right, Madhouse Nation. Yeah. So since Jim Jones brought it up, we're talking to y'all. How did you learn? Like how did you learn sexual activity? Did your parents teach you? Did your parents teach you what? How did you learn? Jim Jones said his mama taught him how to kiss, but then he came back and doubled down on it and said he was just joking. Whatever, Jimmy. 570-WPG 1-800-525-0098. Let us know, Madhouse Nation. We're trying to get in your beat. Another Larry the Wonder Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Bia, Nicki Minaj right there. Whole lot of money. Whole lot of Jim Jones. Boy, he is trending again this morning because Jimmy said this about learning how to kiss.
Yeah, my mom taught me how to kiss when I was younger.
What did she tell you to do?
She told me how to tongue kiss when I was younger.
Like, what's the instructions?
It wasn't no instructions. She showed me with her mouth. Like, she
kissed you?
It's my mother.
No, I'm just okay.
I love it.
Okay, Jimmy. So, we wanted to find out from Madhouse Nation. Did you learn from your mom, your dad, your parents? How did you learn how to do sexual activities? How did you learn as a kid? Good morning.
Good morning.
So Jim Jones said his mama taught him how to kiss. So who taught you your sexual activities?
So my dad.
Wait a minute.
No.
You can't just stop right there.
So I was probably about 13, between 13 and 14. My dad used to have porn on the cassette tapes of
the VHS tapes.
There you go.
Yeah.
And so one day I was in the living room and it was just sitting out, you know, poking out of the box or whatever. So I pushed it in. It was a porno going off in the living room while everybody was alert. I had to unplug it because I knew what it was.
Oh. So that's how you learn? You learn through watching the videos?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Videos, that's another one for videos. Good morning. Jim Jones said his mom taught him how to kiss. How did you learn sexual activities?
Okay, so I actually was an avid reader. And good morning, y'all. Sorry, this is Jazzy.
Hey, Jazzy.
So I was an avid reader, and I messed around, and I thought my mom and dad had bought some books, and I got those books, and they were my dad books, and they were, like, very, very explicit. And then up under those was the old school VHS tape, and I messed around and put one in. And I want to say I was traumatized, but I kept, every time that ripped out, I kept going to the tape.
Wait, what? You've been a freak ever since, huh? You've been a freak ever since.
Man, in the closet with the ass there.
All right, baby. Bye. Great. Power 98, good morning.
Yo, Lazy, what's up, homie?
Oh, Lord. How did you learn?
Hey, well, back in the day, I mean, watching movies and stuff like that, but we used to, like, the neighborhood kids, when the parents was at work, hell, we was trying stuff.
We damn sure was.
We would watch the movies and we would try, so that's how I learned as a youngster. We played hide and go get it.
We damn sure didn't play hide and go get it for nothing. When we got it, when we got you, we were trying to get it.
Yeah, we got it. That's how I learned. It was a wonderful experience.
It was a wonderful experience.
Kids don't know about that now. You know what I'm saying?
How did you learn? 570-WPEG 1-800-525-0098. Yeah, man. Shout out to the girls, the women that grew up in my neighborhood, man. Shonda, Candy, Mandy, Nina. That was they grew up with us in the neighborhood.
Those were your sexual test dummies? What's going on? Huh?
Yeah, what's happening here?
Saying, shout out to them. They were.
I mean,
you know what I mean? That's all I'm saying, you know.
His
things. Yeah, it was long time. whatever.
This is weird.
Hey. As hell.
Whatever. It's the plug, man. How did you learn? Jim Jones said his mom taught him. How did you learn?
No limit.
I'm living Larry the Water Man House, Charlotte's Club for New Hip Hop and R&B, man. Jim Jones is trending this morning. Jim Jones said this about learning about sex as a youngster.
Kiss when I was younger.
What did she tell you to do?
She told me how to tongue kiss when I was younger.
Like, what's the instructions?
It wasn't no instructions. She showed me with her mouth. Like, she
kissed you?
It's my mother.
No, I'm just asking. Okay.
I love it.
So how did you learn? Good morning. Power 98 WPEG, good morning. Jim Jones said his mama taught him. How did you learn?
What up, Noli?
What's up, it
Booty Talk 46.
Booty Talk 46.
Y'all thought I was playing. Y'all thought I was playing.
You said something else. You didn't say no booty talk. You said the booty detective.
Maybe that's what it was called.
Booty talk with porn. Like everybody, Booty Talk 46.
Yeah,
keep mine right.
Yeah,
I'm man, shout out to all the late 70s and early 80s, baby. We know them goddamn videos. Mm-hmm. I'll let y'all, man. Have a good morning.
Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, baby. So Jim Jones said his mom taught him. How did you learn?
Unfortunately, I learned through somebody's dirty little son.
Dang, why you say it like that? What did the dirty little son do to you?
I mean, we ain't gonna talk about that. It's just, you know,
I'm asking because you seem traumatized, women, and I want you to get it out because you seem traumatized.
Well, tongue kissing, like, so, you know, I'm sneaking trying to kiss a little boy or whatever, and we kissing or whatever, and once we done kissing, I had like a mint or something in my mouth. It was nasty. I ain't kissed nobody ever since because that, I'm traumatized.
So you don't even like the kiss now?
No, I don't.
Wow. She said she don't even like the
nobody?
Kiss
now. Like nobody, but all the way out.
It's you. Mm. Baby, it's grown men out here that know how to kiss now. You know that, didn't you?
Because you was a little girl. If you kissing the same way now as you were when you were a little child, you deserve not to be kissed.
Burpee, leave that little baby. Leave the little baby.
Somebody want to your little immature kissing ass.
Jimmy, oh, sixth grade kids.
Somebody right. Still looking whoever you kissing in the eyes. Close your damn eyes when you kissing me.
Do you supposed to close your eyes when you kiss?
Yeah, I do. I don't look at you. That's weird.
You don't.
Butterfingers, you don't close your eyes when you kiss?
Butterfingers is a serial killer. I'm telling you.
You do got a bad serial killer. Hey,
man, we need to talk about this. So you, when you kiss, the entire time you leave your eyes open? Or do you like close?
What you closing your eyes for?
What you doing? You sort of get lost in the
moment.
You sort of get in the moment.
Probably so. Probably so.
What is that style you say?
Butterfly still do it with his clothes on.
Is she still staring back at you?
That's it.
Crazy.
I mean, you're kissing with your eyes open.
How do you kiss somebody with your eyes open?
Is she looking back at you? Is she got her eyes open too?
You got nothing to do with that.
So what you looking at?
Her. Exactly.
He just sat staring at us.
That is weird as hell.
I can't imagine two people just staring at each other while they're kissing.
Just imagine you looking at somebody in the face.
And they looking right back at you.
But it says she have her eyes closed. He don't have his closed. He see what's going on. He trying to what's going on.
But a paranoid. That was it.
I don't trust nobody.
Butter probably think the feds is in the woman looking at him.
At least he has a reason for it.
It's the government. They're trying to take a black man down.
Okay, I can't do it.
Won't catch me slipping.
Yeah. The Madhouse Nation is too immature for these types of conversations, so we're going to end it.
Butter watching.
I will say that Jim Jones did.
Hashtag butter watching.
Jim Jones did double down on his comment, and he said that he was just joking about this whole thing.
For the record, I love my mama more than anything in the world. And for the record, it was a joke. People take things way too far. Don't bother us anyway, but let's get it clear. That's weak what y'all trying to project. Nah, some simple, some from our childhood. We talk about childhood things. I thought that was funny. I appreciate you, mommy, for helping me out. But no, cut the bull. You heard? Life is good. I do appreciate all the support. And thank you for letting me go viral once again. Love you, mommy.
Mama Jones also commented on what Jim Jones had to say. Here's what Mama Jones had to say.
Everybody needs to understand you're taking it wrong. I am not a nasty mother. All I am is a mother that was teaching my son exactly how to survive and how to actually be able to deal with a woman. And for the information, it wasn't no tonguing down. It was a way of showing you how to tongue. He licked out his tongue. I licked out my tongue. That was that. It wasn't no mouth to mouth. It's all about where's my son growing up and me as a young mother showing her son how to do and deal with life with the young girls, because he's a nice, handsome-looking guy. I taught him all about sex. No, and trust me, everybody, it wasn't about no sex, okay? Just showing him, telling him how and what he got to do.
Another Valeria in the Morning Madhouse. Man, you know we like Jim Jones. Don't send no shooters and no shotters over here, okay, Jimmy? No shooters or shotters. You got to tell Jimmy, because you know he'll run up on you. Yeah. All right. Thank y'all, Madhouse Nation, for y'all participation this morning. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
Another Valeria in the Morning Madhouse. Shotters plug for new hip-hop and the R&B. We're playing everybody's favorite game show, Black Smart. Let's meet today's contestant.
Good morning. It's Alice, a.k.a. Lovely Lady.
What up, Lovely Lady? How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we are taking that hood black card. You got three categories. Category number one, Miss Jessica.
Black people think they be doctors.
Category number two, Verbe.
Famous black sitcom characters.
Okay. And mine, category number three, is in the movie.
The first one,
Jessica.
Black people think that they are doctors. When black people diagnose somebody with diabetes, this is the proper black term for diabetes.
Sugar.
There it is. Because we think we doctors.
Sugar. You got that sugar, baby. That baby got that sugar. All right, baby. You want the same category or you want another one?
Same category.
Black people be doctors when trying to cure common illnesses. This is the soda that black people recommend.
Ginger ale.
There it is.
Ginger ale.
You win.
All right, baby, what you got today, Bert?
You get a whole live 5 shout outs. I'm telling you, this is one of the hottest prizes we got.
Listen, this prize is smoking for the 2022.
Most callers here, they were like, let me get a 5 shout outs.
Let me get a 5 shout
outs. So go ahead and do your 5 shout outs, my girl.
Alright, I'm gonna do a shout out to my big sister Alicia in Orangeburg, South Carolina. I'm gonna do a shout out to my baby sister Alara in Charlotte. Shout out to my twin sister Aileen in Charlotte. Shout out to my brother Elijah in Florence, South Carolina. And shout out to my mama. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace to your mama, man. God rest in peace to her soul, man. That's what's up. Go ahead and give a shout out to your favorite radio station.
Power
98.
Trend the top. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press the play, we trending. Yeah. 98, no limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. Yeah. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press the play, we trending. Yeah. 98, no limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. You know we run the streets. That's a hashtag. Yeah. New hip hop and R&B. That's a hashtag. Yeah. Power 98. No, we stamp that. If it's trending, then you know we on it. That's that.
Y'all know what it is, boy. 9:30 in the city. We got to find out what's trending. Trending topics this morning is being brought to you by the Festival of Laughs. You know it is going down February the 18th. It's going to be at the Ovens Auditorium, man. You already know who's going to be in the building. Some more Gary Owens, Tommy Davidson, Tony Rock, Lavelle Crawford. You can register to get some tickets right now at power98fm.com. Jessica, what you got trending on your tablet over there?
All right, Ozark fans, get ready. Season 4 of the hit show is about to drop, and Netflix just released the first part of the trailer. It shows the Byrd family talking to the FBI and maybe possibly scoring a deal with them or something like that. And also, Killer Mike is set to appear in the final season of Ozark, so be on the lookout for him. It will be released in 2 parts. The first part is going to drop on January 21st. If you all want to check out that trailer and some pictures of the cast, go to our website, power98fm.com.
If y'all have been keeping up with the Ahmaud Arbery case, you know that the men who were on trial, the 3 men, they were found guilty, but they are to be sentenced. The men who were convicted are to be sentenced today for murder. So we're going to see how long the judge will give them. We all know that they were found guilty. 2 of them were found guilty on all counts, right? I think. And 3 of the one who recorded, he wasn't found guilty on all counts, but I mean, they got him for the good stuff. but they will be sentenced today.
Mm, that's what it is. Uber is trending this morning because they refunded a customer $700. You know that big snowstorm that took place on I-95 in Virginia had a lot of people stranded. Well, a young man was actually in an Uber trying to get home, and him and the Uber driver got stuck. So he ended up paying $200 and then got charged an extra $700. So his total bill was like $900. But Uber, you know, due to the circumstances, refunded him $700. So that's pretty dope. And that's crazy. You don't think about stuff like that. Like you catching the Uber somewhere and you actually get stuck in a snowstorm for like 14 hours.
It was also revealed that Coco from SWV was stuck in that snowstorm as well. And I also read a headline that said that that young man that drove that Uber, he got another job. He got a job offer.
That's dope. Yeah. I mean, he stuck to the program. He deserved a job.
I had a family member stuck in this, though.
Huh?
I had a couple cousins that were stuck in that.
Were they okay?
Yeah, they were all right.
Hey, man, I can't imagine, like, what is it like getting stuck in something like that? Like, what do you do for 14 hours in the snow?
Yeah, man, like, everybody was talking about the people who were stuck on 95, but a lot of people up there in the Northern Virginia area and D.C. area, they lost power, too.
It was a bad area. And remember, this happens in Atlanta a couple of years ago, where a lot of people were stuck in Atlanta on the highway. My uncle got stuck that time, so it's not fun.
Hey, that Atlanta thing, that was a big fallout because they wasn't prepared. Mm-hmm. Then they had school, they had school buses stuck, they had kids stuck. It was crazy.
Yeah, man, but
hearts and our prayers go out to everybody affected by the snowstorm up there in Virginia and everybody stuck on the highway and everything like that. Coming up inside the Madhouse, you know we're going to find out the Madhouse question of the day. We got your responses on the way for that. And, of course, at 9:55, we got your roll call. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know each and every morning at 6 o'clock inside the Madhouse, we drop your Madhouse question of the day. Hashtag MHQOTD. Ms. Jessica, what was that question today?
Today we were asking you, what place or monument do you have to see before going to the upper room?
Stolly Red Ray, whatever her name is. She said, the Congo Accent Ruins. And she said, I gotta go find them diamonds and go walk where Jesus walked in Israel. T Holmes 803-1920 said Africa. NBA The Ghost 86 said Molinaire Underwater Sculpture Park. I ain't never heard of that.
What is it?
Molinaire Underwater Sculpture Park. I'm gonna look that up. And Canda Fab Body Sculptor said Tibetan Monastery Mountains. That's dope. Never heard of that, but okay. I heard Tibet, but I ain't never heard of that. And she said, and the Ice Hotel in Canada. They got an Ice Hotel in Canada?
That's dope?
Yeah. What is it made out of ice? What is it made out of? I was like, what is it?
The whole building is made from ice.
For real?
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's got like a restaurant in, club type, bar type thing.
I don't know how you sleep in it.
Yeah, like you sit. You sit on blocks of ice and things like that.
We should take a Madhouse trip there. Can y'all go to Canada? Are y'all allowed to go to Canada?
I was in Greece.
She said Ice Hotel in Canada. That's what she said.
I know that there's one in the United States. It was featured on...
I'll look it up. But she said Canada.
Reality television show.
And she said Atlantis, Dubai underwater. A lot of folks go to Dubai. And on the come up 22 said Sydney, Australia. Sydney, Australia is beautiful. Mm-hmm. I've seen pictures.
I had a couple people say to Australia on my page. Let's see. Thomas Blair said the Coliseum. Rolo said they want to go to Greece. Keith Murphy says he wants to go to the Roman Catholic temple.
Jane Gray
said Egypt. That's it. That's all I got.
And Frozen Dreadhead said the pyramids in African Renaissance.
That's what's up. Mm. There is an ice hotel in Canada. It's called Hotel de Glace. Hotel de Glace. It's a foreign...
Wait.
Hotel de Glace.
Say it regularly. Larry.
Hotel de Glace. That's what it's called.
Why are you white? De Glace. What's that?
De Glace. I guess it's like...
spell it.
G-L-A-C-E. I guess
okay. Like a glacier.
Yeah, like a glacier. Okay. De Glace. Hotel de Glace. It's almost a five-star hotel. I want to go check it out. That's dope. Seasonal hotel with ice-sculpted rooms and suites, plus hot tubs and ice bar, and a wedding chapel. might check it out. All right, coming up inside the madhouse, y'all know what it is. We're going to roll call Friday edition. You can roll call with me on my Instagram page at I Am No Limit Larry.
With me at Hey Miss Jessica.
Or on my page at I'm Just Burpee.
Dropping for y'all at 9:55.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
Best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse, 5:50 till 10 a.m. on Power 98.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Damn.
Be sure to follow us on all social media at Power 98 FM.
Yeah, tell a friend to tell a friend.
You got it locked to the plug.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.